I don't know what kind of week you've had, but I've had a rough one. I've had a lot of things that didn't go right this week, and I reached what I would call the end of my rope at one point this week, and I actually was in tears. And I'm not going to go into all of that. This isn't an opportunity for me to have a pity party or for me to have a testimony about what a difficult week I've had, but I suspect some of you have had bad weeks too, either recently or maybe this week. And I just want you to know that I realized yesterday morning as I was reviewing my sermon that my sermon today is for me. You're welcome to listen in. Here is a word that is loaded with energy, and the word is expectation. The prime definition of the word expectation is looking forward to something. It's fun to look forward to something. Put an exclamation point right there. Look forward to something. It's one of the joys we have in life. When you prepare a vacation, you plan a vacation, you look forward to it. In fact, probably looking forward to it and planning it is better than the trip itself. It's part of the joy. But what if you go on that vacation and you are confronted by hidden fees or a volcano erupting or terrible weather or a window cracking out of an airplane or some other surprise that spoils everything? People do not like unpleasant surprises. When you embrace some expectations in life, you have to embrace the possibility of things not going the way you hoped they would go. With that in mind, let's look again at this word expectation. It is loaded with energy, and that energy is usually positive energy, but it can lead to the negative. Positive expectations are like a fuel that keep our motors running, that keep our lives going when you feel like life is the windshield and you are the bug. Have you heard that expression? David expressed positive expectation in Psalm 5 when he said this, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation." Three powerful words. That's another way of saying, I trust you, God. You are God, I am not. I have faith in your faithfulness. That is definitely positive expectation, and I hope that's where you live. I hope that's where you are now. If not, I hope that is where you will be. Jesus told his disciples in Mark 11, verse 22, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. That is indeed one of the most loaded sentences in the Bible, loaded with positive expectation and faith. Hang on to those promises, brothers and sisters, when things look dark. Hang on to them because you're going to need them. They will immeasurably improve your life. But be careful. There are some expectations that have a negative energy. And I started thinking about them. And I thought of a few examples. And I want to share with you the things that came to my mind. First, inflexible expectations. That's like the bully boss who says, have it on my desk by 5 p.m. or you are fired. And there's no negotiating. Some of you have worked for people like that, and you know people like that. Some of you are married to people like that. And you know people who have inflexible attitude. There's no grace in their lives. In Psalm 5 that we were just talking about, David said that he started his day by laying his request before God. But what David did not say is, "And God, I expect you to answer my request before I go to bed tonight." God's timing is God's timing, and it is not our timing. You know that. His timing is perfect. Mine is not. Yours is not. If you are a person who imposes inflexible expectations on others, you are in for frustrations. And you are in for broken relationships. And you're in for counseling. And you're in for loneliness. Get over it. Don't do that. Don't do that to your loved ones. Don't do that to yourself. And never presume to do that with God. David said, "I wait in expectation. I wait." Some of you are in the waiting room right now. I am. I'm in a waiting room right now with David. Your hope is in the Lord. That's the best place it can be. No better place. One author suggested a term. He suggested the term graceful waiting. Graceful waiting. His point that was that the will of God and the blessings of God do not always happen instantaneously. They often are a process that takes time of God's revealing himself in the situation and his will. We sometimes have to learn and practice and be reminded to wait patiently for the Lord. Blessed are the flexible. I love that expression. I hate that expression. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Wait. Do not be inflexible. Now here's another example of negative energy. False expectations. That one is more difficult sometimes for us to identify. We can be blind, deaf, and dumb to false expectations. One of the greatest examples is found in the Bible, and it's when the disciples and the people thought that Jesus was going to be their political savior. He was going to help them with that Roman problem that they had. And so they came out by the hundreds. They came out by the thousands. They took their palm branches, which was a political symbol, and they waved them, "Hosanna, because he's going to deliver us from the Romans." The palm branch was a political symbol. You've heard me say this before, but I like to say it repeatedly because it takes at least three times for me to understand something sometimes. The palm branch was a political symbol. It was imprinted on their coins, but Caesar took it off of their coins and put his face there, and they hated that. So they waved their political symbol. "Here comes our Redeemer who's going to take care of our problem." False expectation. And when that Redeemer didn't take care of the Romans the way they thought, and their false expectations were frustrated, they so quickly started shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" False expectations can be like a drug. They can make you feel wonderful, but then you can crash like hell, only to have your hopes disappear. I will never forget a few years ago. Well, it was more than a few years ago. I will never forget when the National Christian Choir was just beginning, the first few years of the National Christian Choir. We had joy, 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 joy down in our heart, but we had no money. We were broke. We didn't know how we were going to have printed music in our hands. We were desperate for financial help. We couldn't get anybody to help us. Pray, pray, pray. One night, this very sweet, dear soprano came up to me after rehearsal, and she was smiling from ear to ear, and her eyes were as big as saucers, and she said, "Harry, I've just learned that I am going to come into some money, and I have hired an attorney, and I'm meeting with him tomorrow morning, and we're drawing up papers because I want to make a huge donation to the National Christian Choir." That kept me awake all night. I have the gift of spending money. And I started making wonderful plans. I was so excited, but I didn't hear anything from her. I waited for a week. I waited for 2 weeks. No response. And so I called her one day, and I tried to be very casual. And how are you doing? And so forth. By the way, how are we coming along with your financial plans? I asked her. And there was a bit of a pause. And then she timidly said, "I was misled. You see, she had received a letter telling her that she was to receive a lot of money from Publishers Clearing House. And she was sure that she was a winner. So sure that she hired an attorney before she even knew the truth. She was embarrassed. I was disappointed. Lesson learned. Inflexible expectations, false expectations. Here's another one. Be very careful of unrealistic expectations. It would be stupid and unrealistic for me to think that I can burn the candle at both ends and never stop and stay healthy. Some people do that all the time. It is their lifestyle. Is that you? Let me tell you something. It will kill you. It will catch up with you. You can't do that. It's unrealistic. Here's another unrealistic expectation. For you to assume that you have plenty of time before you're going to die. And you haven't made your final plans for that death that will affect your loved ones. I'm counseling with a family right now that I cannot get the stupid husband to do that final planning. And he has a wife and he has 4 children. It's not happening. I hope none of you are that stupid. Make your final plans and do it now because you're going to die. I think it says somewhere in the Bible, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, and you have achieved the first part. And you are going to achieve the second part. So get busy, folks. If you haven't done it, plan for your home going. Get it done. I'm on a soapbox. I'm standing up. I'm not sitting down. It feels wonderful. In the same way, it's an unrealistic expectation to think that Jesus Christ will not return in your lifetime. To imagine that he's going to come back in another generation and so you don't have to worry about it. Mark 13:32, no one knows the day or the hour. Not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, he said. Be alert, he said. You do not know when that time will come. Don't embrace the unrealistic expectation that you do not have to take those words seriously. Live as if he is coming today. Be ready. I'm waiting for an amen. Where's the amen? Thank you. Now, I do want you to encourage you to have some unrealistic expectations. What do I mean by that? I mean this. Expect a miracle. Now, miracles are not an unrealistic expectation, but far too many Christians live as if they are. Far too many Christians have the attitude that miracles are unrealistic. They were for former times or the biblical times or for some charismatics and I'm not or whatever. God is in the miracle business. Psalm 77:14. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. Do you believe the word of God? I just read it to you. I just shouted it to you. You are a God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. That's Old Testament. We're still New Testament. He's a miracle worker. Expect a miracle. We are told in the Bible that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, whether you expect Him to be or not. I want to encourage you to maintain that expectation that God is still in the miracle business. Now that brings me to another suggestion. Sometimes the best thing to do is to have no expectation. Think about Abraham. Genesis 12:1. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country. There's three words that are life-changing. Leave your country. He goes on, your people and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you. Verse 4, so Abraham left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. I'm 75 years old. When I read that, I thought, hey, God could call me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Even at this young age, Abraham took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham obeyed God and he had no expectations, but he had awesome faith. Awesome faith. If Abraham had given it too much thought, if he had analyzed the situation the way Harry Causey does, he probably would have had fearful expectations. And he would have been afraid to go out. There's another one. Don't have fearful expectations. Fear will make you freeze. And you won't move. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I've thrown out a lot of stuff. Let's have a simple summarization of what I've been saying. Avoid negative, inflexible, unrealistic expectations in your life, whether they are with other people or with God. Instead, hold on to positive expectations. Proverbs 23:18. There is surely a hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. There is surely a hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Don't dig yourself a hole and crawl into it, expecting that the worst is going to happen next. Instead, expect God to bring good to any situation in your life. One of you sent Elizabeth and me a card this week, and it came just when I needed it. It has a picture of a sheep on it. And it says, when things seem to be unraveling, just remember who is knitting all things together for good. I'm keeping this card. I need this card. I've needed it every hour since I received it. Romans 8, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, here is some good news. There is an end to whatever problem you face. There is an end to the battles of your life. There is an end coming to the challenges that you are going through. There is an end to those adversaries that are thrown into your path. It will come to an end, and God will make all things new someday. So look forward to it. Expectation. Look forward to it. What expectations did Jesus himself exemplify for you? He had the very realistic expectation that he would suffer, that he would die. And he looked beyond that. He had the clear, Spirit-led expectation, positive expectation, that ultimately there would be resurrection and healing. I'll conclude with this. God's desire for you is wonderfully captured by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4. Beginning in verse 16, listen to God's word. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Now there is a great expectation, really loaded with energy. You can look forward to it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will strengthen us by your might. I pray that you will hold us in the palm of your hand. I pray that you will remind us that Jesus is Lord. And I pray that you will remind us that you bring good out of all things for those who love you. May we, Lord, live it, sing it, share it, love it, and enjoy it. In Jesus' powerful name I pray, amen.